Hello there. Our story today is a search for a bride for Isaac.
Daddy, how do we know what God wants us to do?
Well, the Bible gives all the answers on that subject. Take the story of Abraham. He wanted God's best for his son Isaac. There were none who worshiped God living around them. There was no girl who would make a suitable wife for his son. So God put it in his heart to send his servant Eliezer back to the country where some distant relatives lived in search for a bride for Isaac. This journey took Eliezer with servants and camels to a long journey on the desert. Finally, they came to the place, an old city. The camels, of course, were very thirsty, and so as they are standing there beside an old well waiting for a drink of cool water, Eliezer, Abraham's faithful old servant, is praying.
Oh, Lord of my master Abraham, show me kindness this day. Here I stand by the well. Abraham has sent me to find a wife for his young son Isaac. I pray, Lord, when the young women come out to draw water, let it be that when I ask for a drink, the young woman you have chosen for Isaac will give me a drink and offer water for all these camels besides.
There were many camels, and who would want to water them for an old man? Well, let's wait and see. Just then a very pretty girl came down the path with a pitcher on her shoulder. Her name was Rebecca. She was going down into the well.
I have been traveling all day. May I have a drink, please?
Yes, sir, and I will gladly water your camels, too.
Praise God for answering prayer!
And Eliezer knew that God had chosen her to be the bride for Isaac. He gave Rebecca and her family greetings and gifts from Abraham. He told her why he had come and how God had led him. Then Rebecca was willing to go back with him and be the wife of Isaac.
Do you know God has a plan for your life? The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Have you trusted in the Lord with all your heart and asked Him to come into your life and change it? He will if you ask Him. Let's pray together. Dear Jesus, I need you. Come into my life. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. I'm sorry. Forgive me and cleanse my heart. Thank you for making me a child of God. Amen.